How was it that your father met your mother? And your mother's name?
Margaret Vivian Bilby.
What's the story behind their meeting?
Mother was an Alpha Chi sorority, and so was Daddy's sister, Mary. So one time when he was visiting Aunt Mary, he met Mother, and he thought she was pretty and kind of liked her. Her family lived out of Holdenville in this little town called Bilby. Their house, and my grandfather had a store where he traded with the Indians some. There was a little schoolhouse, too. And that was about all there was to Bilby, except the train stopped there. So anyway, Daddy called Mother. They did have a telephone. I think it was one of those that you cried. He said, I wanted to come see her. And she said, oh, I think that'd be nice, but I think I'd like for you to come another time. And he said, well, I'm here. I can come right, you know, today. She said, well, the tracks are out. I don't think you can get here. He said, oh, well, I can get there. He was persistent. And she said, well, okay. Daddy's story was that he drove as far as he could go. He had some fancy car, I think, at that stage of his life. Was there a car called a Mormon or something like that?
Yeah.
Anyway, it was, I imagine, pretty spiffy. But he had to stop and walk part of the way. And he said, you know, funniest thing, I met this old boy coming down the tracks. And apparently it was Mother's boyfriend that she'd sent on his way. So that's how they kind of got, I guess she decided that if he was willing to walk that far, she thought he was worth at least having a second look. And her dad, Nick, was the real character, my grandfather, Bilby. He was a jolly Irishman, but he had an Irish temper. Apparently, the story is that he liked to go to town on Saturday night and usually could find a good fight. I don't know. I never saw that side of him, really. He was always jolly and had something funny to say.
Were they out of Nebraska?
That's where she was born, but they came to Oklahoma soon after that.
Your father then was about 25, I think, when he was married.
She was 19.
She was 19. They had three children. The oldest was
Samuel Russell. He was born August the 12th, 1925. And Edward Everett was born March 19th, 1928. And Anne Elizabeth was born March the 29th, 1930.
Didn't he have nicknames for you kids?
The one I remember the most was my brother Eddie. Because Daddy would get down on the floor and let him, you know, ride horsey. Eddie'd just stay right with him, and Daddy called him Horsefly because he couldn't get rid of him. Then Sam, I called him Buddy for a long time, and then he wanted to be Bud or Sam. One of my friends asked me one time, I kept saying my brother Sam and then my brother Bud. And she said, is his name Bud Sam? I said, no, I guess it isn't. I don't know what Daddy called me. I guess Honey or something like that.
Was he outgoing, gregarious? You've talked about it being a loner, but yet it sounds like he could be.
I think he could be either way. As I say, he loved people, and they had a lot of company parties and that sort of thing. We had the ranch north of town. It is still there. He built a cabin out there. Or had it built. It had one bedroom, and it had a porch with a couple of couches that made into beds. But the one thing that he refused to have was a telephone. It did not have a telephone until long after he was gone. It was just his retreat, and he loved to fish.
Today's cell phones would not have worked well with him then, huh?
Oh, he would have lost that instantly. Or he would have had Ben Scott carry it for him. And then use it.
Was he one to sit at the table and now listen to what I have to say?
No, not really. But he did like conversation at the table, and we did. Still do. everybody tries to speak at the same time sometimes.
Did he talk politics at the table?
Actually, I don't really remember him talking politics to us, but he had a lot of friends that were politically inclined, and he was, and he had run for office, you know, when he was young. He wanted to be behind the scenes and kind of where the action was. He wanted to be there.
Let somebody else be the stage,
mm-hmm.
be the power behind it.